Joe Schwar met Colin Powell in early 1959. Both were brand new Army second lieutenants stationed in Germany.
He was a bachelor. I was married. He knew basically where to get a free meal. So the three of us became fairly good friends. I would say very good friends during the 2 years that we served together.
Schwar's next assignment was at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Now, Schwar is a white man from the northern state of Pennsylvania. He said Powell was one of the first black men he ever knew. Schwar wasn't too familiar with the racial rules in the segregated South, which often mandated separate facilities for blacks and whites until the mid-1960s. He had been on base in North Carolina about a year when...
There was a knock on my door, opened up, and there was Colin Powell with his brand new bride. Colin was distraught because he couldn't find a place that he considered satisfactory for his new bride. It was, I believe it was the Jim Crow at work there. I guess my wife and I looked at each other and without blinking an eye basically said, stay with us.
Powell and his wife Alma, the Schwars, and their young kids shared their three-bedroom apartment for 6 weeks until Powell finished his training to deploy to Vietnam, and Alma went to live with her family during his deployment.
As long as we stayed on Fort Bragg, we could go anywhere together. We could do anything together. Once or twice, my wife and Alma went down into Fayetteville, and Alma was very sensitive about being an African-American. She educated my wife, basically, on what she could and could not do. And my wife had a little rebellious spirit, and she could not understand why Alma allowed this to happen.
He said the prejudice Alma Powell saw growing up in the South perhaps led to her caution years later when her husband was considering a run for president.
She was concerned about him, not his ability to serve as president, but his physical security serving as president. And I believe she talked him out of it.
After that fateful deployment to Germany in 1959, Schwar and Powell continued to cross paths. They fought just a few kilometers apart in Vietnam. They also studied at Fort Benning together.
Fast forward to the mid-70s. I was on my way to the Pentagon for an assignment. Colin had already been in the Pentagon for a year when I got there. As things happen in the military, you get there, your house isn't ready for you, your furniture hasn't arrived yet. So we're having dinner with Colin and Alma, and I mentioned the house isn't going to be ready for a while, blah, 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 blah. Colin says, Alma, start doubling up the kids in the rooms. The Schwars are moving in with us.
And that, Schwar says, was just typical Powell. A regular guy, a regular good guy. Someone a young Schwar never suspected would one day rise to be a 4-star general and Secretary of State.
One of the most unforgettable people that I served with. Just a consistent, outstanding record of performance. He was never pretentious. He was a man of his word. What you see is what you get.
And what the nation got was decade upon decade of steadfast service. Powell will be remembered at the Pentagon as one of the greats, following in the footsteps of George Marshall, a general turned Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State, and paving the way for generals like former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and current Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. But Powell's kindness and his dedication to country, family, and friends are what Schwar wants the world to remember. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.